Alex Kaiser is our guest for 5 minutes. And we see the French government in trouble, the German government, the Greek government, the Icelandic government, the British government. The people are saying no to the banking dictatorship. There is a global rebellion, insurrection against the New World Order right as it's being born. As I've always said, dead on arrival. A few final calls for Max Kaiser and Gary Franchi coming up. Who is up next here on my phone list, John? Who? Okay, good. Steve in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm really glad you made reference to Thomas Jefferson a few minutes ago because my question has to do with two of our root problems. One of them is the dictatorship of the Federal Reserve, and the other happens to be the way we're decentralized and we don't have a common ground to make our voices heard. What if we drafted a new Declaration of Independence against the Federal Reserve and were able to be co-signers to it on Infowars.com? Given the fact that you have millions of listeners, what if we were to let our voices and our numbers be heard?
Well, I think you think too much of me, but I am for, say, getting 15, 20 states who've got true anti-New World Order patriots in it and then having a real constitutional convention with men of great gravitas and others there and have it all televised and then have them meet for a few months so the public could, you know, chime in almost like American Idol. Imagine the ratings this would get, you know, like to say what they wanted inside the Declaration of Independence, of course, swearing allegiance to the previous system, but recodifying our independence against not King George III, but the banking cartel. It'd be a great illustration and give a avenue of resistance and a focal point. Max Kaiser.
Well, I have a slightly different opinion. I mean, because this is basically a global problem, I think the Americans should approach it in that way. And for the caller that just called in, what I would think to do is to contact the people in Iceland and to contact the people in Greece and tell them you're behind them and we have support in the global.
I totally agree, Max, but if the New World Order falls here, it falls forever. This is like Leningrad.
Let me tell you something. Basically, you've already got some momentum going on right now. So it'll come to the U.S. when it comes to the U.S. But in the meantime, you've got Iceland and Greece are now joining. They're creating a new joint flag.
The war is now.
It's happening right now. So people, you know, during the – remember Hemingway went to fight in Europe during the war.
For whom the bell tolls. Just reread it.
Going to other places to fight wars abroad because they believe in a certain way that things should be done. Now, there's a war going on right now in Greece. The Americans should be helping the Greeks fight the tyranny in Greece. And that's the responsibility of every freedom-loving American.
I agree with you. I just reread For Who the Bell Tolls. As he lays there at the end with his heart beating against the pine needles. What a powerful book.
Okay, well, even the man is a man of principle, and where there's people out there who are, you know, that's what the U.S. used to stand for. Wherever there's tyranny, the U.S. went to put out the fire. Then along the way came, you know, the banking nightmare that we now know. But those people in Greece, the people in Iceland, the people in Portugal, the people in Spain, they need support, and we can help support them. I'm already in Europe. I'm already supporting them.
All right,
you know,
listen.
My YouTube, which I did on Al Jazeera English, has been translated into Greek, and it has now 400,000 views.
You've done well. Yeah, I know. You're having a great effect.
It's out there. Now the Greek government is saying the exact same things that was said in that video, that they want to go investigate the fraud. They want to look at the issues of transparency. And through back channels, I can tell you that there's some communication going on. The revolution's happening.
No, I know. I'm in communication with the Greeks as well, and we're all working together, and we commend you. I appreciate Steve's call. The point is, we're on the march. The empire is on the run, and we are out of time. What do you think about what's happening in Thailand?
It's more of the same. You know, it's just a different flavor of the same ice cream store of fraud. And, you know, those folks are getting screwed just like the other folks in other countries. It's just a slightly different configuration. But the issues are the same. Those in power want to steal all the wealth. And the people who are workers and savers are getting...
All right, we're out of time. Max, talk to you again soon. God bless you.
All right, buddy.
We'll be right back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The big SEIU Obama union that beats up Tea Party people and gets away with it has stormed the Bank of America. According to Business Insider in the Huffington Post, Bank of America protests, doesn't storm bank branch in D.C. demanding bank re-regulation. But the bill was written by the big banks, just like the insurance companies wrote the insurance plan. And so you got Obama's people preemptively stirring up attacks, protest on banks. His hired henchmen on record, commanded by the White House, are in there saying, let's get the banks. Federal Reserve Act of 1913, same thing was done then. That'll get them. That'll teach them. Yeah, let them shut down all their competition that are local banks. And we've gone over the bill here. It's been mainstream news that every transaction you make, everything in your account, live time, controlled by the feds. Oh, that's really good. That's another bait and switch by these people. And it's the same type of tricks over and over and over again. Why can't people get more sophisticated? I guess they are starting to get more sophisticated, but we don't have time for an education curve here, folks. This is crash course in brain surgery. And I know my general audience is smarter than I am in most respects. I'm not talking to my old listeners. I'm talking about new people tuning in and these idiots with these unions. Oh, God. I mean, it's like Grayson saying we've defeated the Fed. Oh, yeah, it's just taken over right now by changing Ron Paul's bill in the Senate and then telling people with Bernie Sanders that it's a defeat of the Federal Reserve. Bull. Goldman Sachs being investigated by the feds. It's almost completely Goldman Sachs that run all the federal regulatory agencies. They're going to burn some mid-level trailer on Timberwolf. They're giving the dog a bone, folks. They're giving the dog a bone. We're going to continue with your calls this hour. Webster Tarpley pops in for only 5 minutes with his inside take on what's happening in Thailand. For the rest of the hour, we're joined by Gary Franchi on states' rights, on taking our counties and cities back, on having real, sustainable local communities, you know, not globalist takeover sustainability. It's all covered in Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, with Michael Bagnarek, myself, Richard Mack, Charles Key, and many, many others. The DVD has been shipping out since Friday at InfoWars.com. The trailers are up at InfoWars.com. Gary Franchi, of course, the Lone Lantern Society and Restore the Republic. He took that over. It was the second in command there when Aaron Russo died, and the great work he was doing with his movement to end the Fed. And, of course, America, Freedom to Fascism. He produced the film with William Lewis. And we are honored to have Gary Franchi here with us today to talk about everything that's happening. Gary, good to have you.
Alex, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Well, I mean, so much is going on. So much is happening. The solution is this film. You can hand this to somebody, the difference between a republic and a democracy. Break it down for folks why they need to get and have viewing parties and show it to everyone they know. Rise of the Republic, Don't Tread on Me.
Well, you know, Alex, the reason we made this film is because so often we're asked, well, where are the solutions? You know, all I hear is the problem, the problem, the problem. So that's why we set out to make this film. And it's sort of like an unofficial sequel to Camp FEMA, if you would. Because if you're watching the end of Camp FEMA, we start to go into states' rights. And I got the idea one night when I was watching and screening Camp FEMA once again. I said, you know, we really got to expound on this issue. We got to expound upon the 10th Amendment and really give people the information that they need so that they can introduce the legislation that we talk about in the film that can really put teeth into the 10th Amendment, that can rein in the federal government and also expose the different methods the federal government uses to rein in the states. You know, we call it the choke collar that the federal government uses. It's not just about states' rights, but we also talk about empowering the individual with the Second Amendment and what that really means. And we talked to Edwin Vieira about the constitutional militia. We talked to Charles Key in Oklahoma, one of the big proponents of the 10th Amendment, spearheading the 10th Amendment movement in this country. So it's really just it's an excellent cross-section of movements, action, and what people can do to take back this country.
And history. I mean, over and over again, you explain the difference between a republic and a democracy. Break it down for folks.
Well, most folks don't even realize. I mean, well, you ask the average person on the street, they say, well, we are a democracy. And you say, no. We are a republic. We are based on laws. Democracy is what is so often referred to as, you know, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. You know, majority rules. And that's not necessarily the case here. It is the law that is in control. It's the Constitution that is the foundation for this country. And that's what the film's about. It's about restoring the constitutional values.
Yeah, democracy is very dangerous. I mean, if you have a democracy, I want to go back to Greece 2,400 years ago. Only the elite families had voting, and they would go up to the top of a hill. This is on record. They had a bucket for black rocks, a bucket for white rocks. And a white rock was a yay, a black rock was a nay, and that was the first parliamentary procedure. And they had a little amphitheater, and there was a cliff about 100 yards away. And this is historical fact. And they had different voting centers. And routinely they'd have a vote on, we're mad at this philosopher. He's calling, you know, for overthrowing our corrupt system. And they would vote to kill him or not, and they'd go throw him off the cliff or chop his head off. So in a democracy, if you can get 51% to vote to steal somebody's ranch or farm or business or make them pay more taxes, then you can do it. In a democracy, in a republic, everyone is protected by that Bill of Rights, and nothing can overturn it. And if someone tries to, they are a tyrant.
Right. It doesn't matter if you're a minority or a majority in the population. It is the law and is the rights that are inherent in the Constitution that allow us to have the freedom.
Well, they just point out our inalienable rights, absolutely, that exists as the Ninth Amendment states, that exists before this compact. This is just a statement of the already observed liberties of the free humans on this planet.
Well, you're absolutely right, Alex. And, you know, the film itself, I love the video you made, and you kind of smirked in the video, and you said the Southern Poverty Law Center is really going to love this film. Camp FEMA was out there for them, apparently. But this film is really going to get under their skin, and we're going to send them an autographed copy.
Well, they've been, for those that don't know, on CNN and other channels, they've been demonizing Camp FEMA, and the Southern Poverty Law Center's been demonizing it. So, yeah, if they didn't like that, they're really not going to like this.
No, absolutely not. I mean, well, look, they want to put out, you know, these rage on the right and the rise of the right, these this info pieces out there.
This is the rise of the Republic.
Absolutely. This is the rise of the Republic. We're documenting it here. And I want people to know that they can make copies of this film. They make purchase a copy, make copies, pass it out hand to hand. It's the viral distribution that's going to get this message to the American people.
Well, you've done well, Gary, and so has William Lewis. I want to play a clip here to illustrate the difference between a mainline moron that doesn't know the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Miss Teen South Carolina a few years ago, versus Miss Oklahoma Morgan Elizabeth Woolard. The difference between an informed patriot woman and a dingbat educated in the public school system. Let's go to Miss Teen South Carolina first.
A fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Listen how she just mindlessly spewed a bunch of political correct words, help the children, help South Africa, you know, the struggle of the 80s or whatever that was the cause celeb. Now let's hear with the USA pageant last night, Miss Oklahoma getting a big cheer when she talked about states' rights. This is an intelligent woman versus the product of the New World Order. Here it is.
Oscar Nunez, your question, please.
Hello, Miss Oklahoma. How are you?
I'm doing so great. Thank you.
All righty. Arizona's new immigration statute authorizes law enforcement authorities to check the citizenship of anyone they believe may be in the country illegally. Now, listen to the question before you boo. Critics say this may amount to racial profiling. Do you think that this should be mandated by the state or by the federal government?
I'm a huge believer in states' rights. I think that's what's so wonderful about America. So I think it's perfectly fine for Arizona to create that law. And I am against illegal immigration, but I'm also against racial profiling. So I see both sides in this issue. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so there you go. He was trying to cue them to boo her. Don't boo yet. And they didn't boo. They cheered her. And so, again, and they tried to misconstrue what this law does. It only allows after first contact, say, with a drunk driver, if they're not a citizen to enforce the law. And then, meanwhile, citizens have checkpoints. The feds are funding everywhere, Gary Franchi. And I never hear Barack Obama decrying that. I want equal protection under the law. But what an illustration, Gary.
Yeah, I mean, that was a beautiful answer. You know, I was cracking up when I heard the first girl. Classic clip there. The second clip, though, just stellar response. Beautiful.
But that's the difference between a patriot and a dingbat who doesn't even know what planet she's on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there's nothing better than an intelligent, beautiful woman. I love it. And more and more of them are standing up and taking action, Gary. When we come back, just for a quick segment, you'll be on with us. I'm going to get Webster Tarpley's take on what's happening in Bangkok, Thailand right now. Patriots or banker-funded uprising? People fighting back with slingshots against M16s, I tend to lean towards them, but we've got to burrow into exactly what's happening here with Gary Franchi, Webster Tarkley on for one segment.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field-tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Gary Franchi will be right back in the next segment of Restore the Republic, the new film Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, other key news and your phone calls. But for just 5 minutes, historian good friend of mine, Webster Griffin Tarpley, pops in with us to give us his take on what's happening in Thailand. Webster.
Alex, I think Thailand is basically a mess. And here's what it is. You have these two parties, right? You have the red shirts who demand the return of the exiled Prime Minister Thaksin. And they've been engaging in some protests, but also some violence. Then you have the government, which is this guy Abhisit, representing the privileged classes, basically. You have to remember that in Thailand, the army is traditionally a big political power, and you have a monarchy. You have King Bhumibol, who is now pretty old, but he was quite a firm hand over quite a few decades. Now, Thaksin, the exiled guy that the red shirts want to bring back, when he was in power from 2001 to 2006, he did some good things. He got the International Monetary Fund out of the country, always good. He instituted a healthcare system. He also gave farmers a moratorium on debt. They got debt relief from this guy. The problem with this is that the red shirts of today seem to be less a force for a program in the way that you might conclude from, you know, what Thaksin did, more of a force for chaos than for anything specific. You've also got to put this in the context of China, right? Because they're close by. Thailand is one of the string of pearls, one of the countries that China would like to have good relations with. China wants stability. They want predictability. They're willing to compromise with some pretty ugly people.
So more Western encirclement of China.
I'm not sure. Look, it's a little bit more complicated. Here's what I would say right now. If you look at the Chinese coverage on Thailand, they don't seem to choose sides very clearly. What they do is deplore the fact that the society is breaking down, right? That democracy has failed, that you've got essentially the breakdown of the political system, and you're headed for chaos. And I would also stress the world economic depression in the background is fueling chaos in many countries. So with this, you might say that Thailand is on its way to being some kind of a permanently failed state. The Wall Street Journal of this morning wants the existing government to step down, to resign. So that's clear enough. But I think they want that with the idea that Thailand will descend into chaos, and that will become a problem for China, right? Chaos, refugees, and so forth. So, again, I think this is really, really a mess.
All right, we got about 2 minutes left. We haven't talked to you in about a week. The deterioration with the euro, with the different Germany now threatening to pull out or issue a new mark state. Where do you see that going?
Well, this is also chaos now, but this is very clear. This is the attack of the hedge funds. The hedge fund hyenas using credit default swap derivatives are continuing to attack Greece and the euro. And the thing that the Europeans have got to do is pull themselves together, kick out the U.S. hedge funds, ban hedge funds, or as close as they can to that, and do something like ban credit default swaps. Unless they do this, they will indeed collapse into chaos. And it won't be an orderly retreat from the euro. It'll be just a chaotic breakdown, and that's not good for anybody.
Well said. Are things deteriorating quickly, more quickly than they were last week, or any other developments on the economic front?
Well, you've got continued pressure, right? And it's essentially a bunch of shorts, right? People are shorting the euro, and again, nowadays they don't do a sort of old fashioned short. They do the credit default swap as a short, and they do that behind the screen of these hedge funds. You can be sure that the main zombie banks, J.P. Morgan and Bank of America and so forth, they're all up to their necks in this. And the irony is that Greece is more viable than the bankrupt zombie banks that are attacking Greece.
That came out with Iceland. Once they had said no, the books got opened, and it turned out it was the banks that were in trouble, and then Iceland didn't owe the money. In the last minute, a little silly side note, but I want to correct it if it's wrong because I got a few emails and saw a YouTube comment. I had read a book that you had written on history, and I had read that you were had a doctorate in history, and so I called you Dr. Tarpley,
right.
And I'd read that in other books that were mentioning you. You'd never really talked about it, but you are a doctor, correct?
Yes, right. A PhD in history from Catholic University of America, especially in this specialty in the Venetian history of the 17th century. And if you want to go to WorldCat, the sort of world library catalog, you can see my work there. My
sure, and you're a Fulbright scholar and have a bunch of other degrees and are a great scholar. I'm just tired of people making stuff up because I knew you were had a doctorate of history.
The one thing is I have a doctorate in history, and that's it, right? That's the one that I have. I don't have any others.
Okay. Not a big issue. What matters is your predictions, the books you've written have all come true, and that's why we have you on here almost on a weekly basis. And all four of your books are available at InfoWars.com. Webster, great having you on with us, Dr. Tarpley. All right, thank you so much. See, folks, it didn't make it up, okay? I was reading another history book that was quoting Dr. Tarpley in it and mentioned his degree in Venetian banking history.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
I was a prisoner of doubt. Not anymore. I'll take my chances on the Republic. Deal me in. All right, I got some key news I want to hit with Gary Franchi and talk more about the film Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. And take your phone calls. I reserved comment about the police killing a 7-year-old girl serving a warrant in Detroit. I wanted to give this time. I do this a lot. Before I got into it, I wanted to give it some time. Didn't even take a day to come out that the police basically killed her in cold blood. A lot of these people that join SWAT teams are idiots, and they use them too much. And we've talked about that. Turns out they killed her and lied about it, as usual. They had an A&E film crew with them. They were going to be big movie stars. They weren't even in the house when they shot her. And they knew there was a film crew, and they lied about it. I mean, I'm going to talk about it with Gary Franchi in a moment. Also, speaking of lying, we have caught the Texas Film Commission lying yet again. We pulled up mainstream news articles where they admit the Texas Film Commission is funding the film Machete. Hey, Robert Rodriguez can make his race war film for division. But I have free speech to speak out against it. And we called the film commission. And they said, yes, we're funding it with state money. I know all his films are funded with it. Then we had the press secretary call us Friday. We talked to her of Rick Perry's office saying it wasn't true. And we added her comment to our article that went viral and was in the New York newspapers, the Washington Post, and everywhere else. Drudge Report, on and on and on, Washington Post. We added that to that article and got played by Rick Perry again. They're lying about it. And I have the San Antonio Express News from a year ago. I have Slackerwood. I have other mainstream news articles where they have the film commission at meetings and the head of the film commission saying they're funding it. Of course they're funding the stinking thing. We called there and they admitted it before we wrote the story. What do you think, we just make stuff up around here? Rob Dew got on the stinking telephone. All right, I'm sorry. I want to go to Gary Franchi. Let me plug the sponsors. We're going to him here. I just can't handle it anymore. EFoodsDirect.com, ladies and gentlemen. Folks, don't forget that it is important to have your own storable food in these insane times in case we go into a complete collapse type scenario. They have the highest quality, freshly made, best prices, biggest company out there, longest continually operating. There's a lot of dangerous crud out there. There's some good outfits as well. I'm just telling you, this is a sure deal. EFoodsDirect.com, the Never Stand a Bread Line. You have your own bread. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. The letter E, FoodsDirect.com. Banners up on InfoWars.com. I wouldn't wait. They got month supplies, year supplies, special food diets, non-GMO, non-hybrid, EFoodsDirect.com. And finally, EcolaBlue.com. Talking about getting off the grid, they have little solar panel systems that you can buy with it, and it grabs water out of the air. That's what clouds are, and precipitates it. Their smallest unit, 7 gallons a day. Their next unit, 8 gallons a day. 7 to 12 filters, depending on what unit. They've got big units that can supply thousands. They got it all. EcolaBlue.com, 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 or 800-691-6043. Stop drinking the fluoride rat water that they feed us in the cities. Well water is usually good, but not always, especially if it's a shallow well. You need the backup. EcolaBlue.com, 800-691-6043. Okay, I want to go back to Gary Franchi. Gary, this type of stuff makes me really, really angry. Police, A&E video crew at site of child shooting. The headline should be, this is from WLNS-TV, News 6. This should be police caught lying, because I have the other articles from CNN, you name it, where the cops were saying it was an accident, that the mother jumped on him, and all these other lies. The A&E footage, the crime show, the first 48, shows a shot fired after police threw a flashbang inside the home. And I have other articles on this. Seconds after, they throw a flashbang in, a cop. I've seen Texas cases where they shoot their own cop in the back and then frame the guy inside the house who didn't even have guns until a SWAT team guy told the truth. But, I mean, it's just... it's insane. Gary Franchi, your take on this.
You know, why are they going in the house in the first place? Do we know?
Oh, they claimed that they were serving a murder investigation warrant, but it turns out that the person wasn't there.
Okay. So they obviously didn't bother to do any proper surveillance or do their homework, and said they barge into the house and they shoot this young girl. Is that the story then?
Yeah, killed her, dead in her hammer, shot her in the neck, blew her head off, basically.
Oh, God. Alex is, I'm sorry, this is a terrible tragedy. I'm sorry. It's disgusting and despicable. You know, we're talking about states' rights here, but this is a local police, right? Local SWAT?
Yes.
What's going to happen to these guys? Are they going to get promoted?
They'll probably get a medal, promoted? Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, my issue is we've all seen them killing dogs in houses for a gram of marijuana. And that's
right,
basically,
that.
I've been corrected, that's two marijuana cigarettes. And they just shoot the corgi and the bulldog, and it's basically funny to them. This is the phony drug war, which, again, is another states' rights issue. 14 states are trying to decriminalize, do the same thing, so we don't collapse like Mexico or China with their past drug wars. Again, let's get into that along the lines of don't tread on me.
Well, what I'm concerned with here is the overuse of aggression by police. I mean, you're seeing it. There is an upward trend of this. I mean, they're kicking in people's doors for, you know, a couple of marijuana cigarettes. they're tasering people at police checkpoints or just standard traffic stops because somebody doesn't want to sign their rights away on a ticket. It's absurd the amount of look, the American people are fed up, and we document in the film. I mean, it all comes back to what's going on at the local level, at the state level. And we need to get the American people fired up. We need to take this country back. And it's what side of the line are you going to stand on? I mean, how much abuse are the American people going to take before we just say enough is enough? I mean, the Greeks over there, I have family in Greece right now who cannot leave Greece. They're locked in their homes because people are rioting in the streets because of the socialist tactics of the international bankers that are going on right now. And it's going to happen here. But we don't want that to happen. The American people have to rise up.
Well, dealing with states' rights, dealing with states' rights that are covered in the film Don't Tread on Me, people understand this is the key. What's your view on the Arizona law, A, and B, have you seen my coverage of Machete? We've gotten the script. And it clearly is trying to invoke a race war. Again, more divide and conquer.
Well, the Arizona law, in my opinion, it's needed. It is needed. As far as the first contact situation with the police, all the rhetoric I'm seeing from the opposing viewpoint is, oh, they're just going to start racial profiling. They're going to start, busting down illegals left and right. But there has to have, they have to have a reason.
Well, that's like the cockfight with 100 people at it. 20 plus for illegal aliens. Arpaio arrested them all.
Well, look.
Contact. I mean, that's first contact. They were there for illegal gambling, the killing of animals, and there was drug dealing going on.
Well, then they should be able to check the status. Look, my family came here a couple generations ago. They checked in at Ellis Island. They did it the right way. You know, come on, let's have some respect for the border. Let's have some respect for the American culture. I mean, see, I'm seeing stories about kids being kicked out of schools because they're wearing American flag T-shirts because it's inflammatory. I mean, Alex, this country is in a rapid descent, and if we don't do something now, we are going to lose it. We are going to lose the country we're fighting for.
I heartily agree with you, and it's all covered in Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. You've got an organization of hundreds of thousands of people that are involved. In the top five or six in the country, with true activists that are really carrying the torch outside the left-right paradigm of constitutional liberty, I'm seeing exponential awakening.
Absolutely.
Where you're at, give us a report on the type of awakening you're seeing and the mood of the nation.
Well, in all the statistics that I've seen through our show on the Reality Report, through our website membership, it's a constant upward trend. That's directly related to the constitutional abuses the American people are experiencing. We're having up to 1,000 people a month joining our website because they're seeking solutions, they're seeking answers, and they're finding it with the other members at RestoreTheRepublic.net.
Well, I told the story yesterday, but I'll briefly recap it. I took my son to a campout birthday party in Wimberley. And it was doctors, lawyers, professionals. This was an elite area of Wimberley, but they're involved in the whole community. And everyone I was talking to, most of them didn't even know who I was. And I liked that because they didn't know who Alex Jones was. Some of them did. But of the 10 families, three of the families did and were fans. And I talked to all the families. They knew everything about the New World Order. And I talked to, I was there most of a day and then part of a morning. So you're out there in the woods with families. You're talking to them, sitting there eating hot dogs and stuff by the creek. And they were so informed. And I asked them, I said, what percentage, and some of them were administrators and things, what percentage of this town is awake? And they'd say, half or more are fully awake and we're waking up the other half. I mean, this is exciting.
Well, you know what, Alex? I'm glad you brought that up because I do have an excellent report for you, and your listeners are going to be the first to hear it. Our magazine, Republic Magazine, just got picked up for national distribution by Books A Million. And just about a month or so ago, we got picked up by Barnes & Noble. So our message is going to be on every single newsstand at those national magazine distribution companies all across the country.
And they're picking it up because they know this message is selling. People won't buy Time Magazine anymore, but they'll get Restore the Republic.
Yes, and because the truth will prevail, Alex. Because the message is pure, the message is right, and the people are gravitating to they can see through the garbage. Okay, half the people I speak to do not trust the mainstream media anymore. That's why they're seeking out people like yourself, people like Republic Magazine. They watch my show because they're looking for answers, and they're seeing through the mess, Alex.
Well, they are. And again, folks, don't tread on me. Rise of the Republic. It's a civics class that doesn't put you to sleep, that is dynamic with some of the most influential and important minds in the real Tea Party, the real patriot movement, not the fake patriot movement. This film needs to be seen everywhere, and I'm so glad that you and William Lewis have decided to encourage people to make copies of it and to get it out to everyone they know. Gary Franchi and William Lewis present Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. R.J. Harris, Michael Bagnarek, Tom DeWeese, Alex Jones, Evan Vieira, Richard Mack, Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, and many, many others. Again, Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We're going to go to some phone calls now. Quick questions or comments for Gary Franchi or myself. Kevin in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, I just had a quick question. My parents are part of a credit union, and they swear that their money is safe in the credit union. And I don't know if it is safe in the credit union, or if just because it's not a bank, it's not safe. And I don't know. I wanted to know what you thought about that.
I think hedging your bets if your money is in banks, local is the way to go. Credit unions are the way to go. Go look at their state rating, not just their Barron's or Forbes rating. Put the name of the bank, Google the term or search engine the term or startpage.com the term, whatever you want, bank ratings in your state, and then look at the ratings of local banks, and then split your money into the number one and number two banks if you need money and capital in the banking system. What we're going into is so dangerous that I don't even know if it's safe for people to have money in the bank. But if you've got a business like mine, an operation where you've got to pay for things and pay employees, if you've got an operation with 15, 20, 30 people, you've got to have a bunch of money in the bank just to pay payroll and taxes and run the operation. But I appreciate your call, Kevin. Let's get a take on that from Gary Franchi.
Well, I think, precious metals is absolutely crucial at this time because, at the end of the day, when everything goes down, paper is worthless. You'll be able to start a fire with it, maybe. If your water doesn't put it out, right? Look, it's about precious metal, gold and silver. I strongly advocate investing in that and having it tangible, not a credit slip, not a certificate. We're talking tangible gold and silver. That's what I recommend.
Well, that's what the kings and queens did. It's what the elites do. It's what pirates do. There's nothing like holding it, in your hand. Let's go ahead and talk to Devin in Texas. You're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex. It's good to be on your show. I wanted to let you know that I wanted to ask you a question after I leave this comment real quick. Let's see here. On the Discovery Channel on June 8, 2003, there was a show, the American Chopper?
The motorcycles, yeah.
Yes. Well, what happens is on Jesse Ventura's show, where they were trying to find a piece on 9/11 truth, on the World Trade Center, a piece of the World Trade Center, well, welded to the bike, it was called the fire bike on the... I'm a little flustered, my first con call.
Yeah, you're talking about the wreckage of the steel. Go ahead.
Yes, they got a piece of they got a bolt welded onto the gas tank of the bike, and they have it. I have a video name on YouTube.
Yeah, well, there was lots of other wreckage given to community centers and parks around the country, not just the wreckage that they're hiding in that hangar that Ventura discovered.
Ah, well, can I go and ask my question real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's real quick. I've been waiting for shadow government and police state, and of course, I'm going to probably be waiting for save the republic or restore the republic. When do you think those other two?
Now, what happened is they put them up for sale 2 weeks ago, and then if they don't get sales, They just ordered the limited amount and ship it. It was accepted. All our films were basically accepted to Netflix. We just shipped them out last week, so you should be getting them soon. I appreciate your call. We've never gone with Netflix before. And so what they do is they post it, and then, you know, they see if there's a response. And if they basically get one order, then they order that from you. And so they've ordered it, and they've got it, and it should be shipping out to you. Netflix has one of the highest ratings out there for customer service. So we're selling videos to them. But I think there's that start-off process where there's a few-week lag time. But I appreciate your call. So that's key information there for those that want to get those films in their hand. Quick question. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a way to stop the New World Order. I think by putting a bullet in my sniper gun and killing David Rockefeller.
No. I'm going to let you go. A provocateur phone call. About out. Oh, okay. The network got it. Yeah. Look, we're not calling for violence here. Gary, going out to break. We're winning peacefully. Why do we want violence?
Well, violence is only going to bring about what they want. They want to round us up. They want to shut us down. And they want total police state lockdown. And that violence is what will accomplish that goal.
Plus, it's not one globalist that runs the New World Order. It's a criminal system. We want David Rockefeller to have a trial. We want him to have all the rights that citizens have. Because if one person doesn't have rights, none of us have rights, okay? We'll be back with a few final calls with Gary Franchi, the new film, Don't Tread on Me.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Think what's happened with the Obama deception, which there's now attempts out there to censor it. It's really bad. Think what's happened with Fall of the Republic, what's happened with Loose Change, what's happened with Endgame, Terror Storm. We now need that to happen with Don't Tread on Me, with screenings around the country, people making copies. Again, but support the filmmakers. Get it at Infowars.com. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Gary Franchi, you're having simultaneous national screenings come up. Tell folks how they can get involved in this.
Well, we're going to be putting up a page on our website so people can have the authorization printout form. And we want people to have screenings on June 26th of this year. That's a Saturday. And either in your home, at your public library, rent out the local cinema, do whatever you take, print out movie posters, print out flyers, put ads out in the local newspapers, and do a huge national one-day push for a national screening all across this country, Saturday, June 26th. That is D-Day for Don't Tread on Me, the movie, Rise of the Republic, Alex.
Very exciting. We commend your work. It's so good to know there's other people out there crashing through the lies and disinformation like yourself. I'm not walking point alone with you out there and William Lewis. Let's go ahead and talk to Corey in B.C. You're on the air, Corey.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to say one quick statement here. I agree with most of what you say, but I disagree with one major facet that you keep telling people, and that is this unconstitutional Bill of Rights position. You have to look at this from a legal perspective. Most Americans, and Canadians for that matter, are beneficiaries to state beneficiary, federal beneficiary programs. I can't hire you, Alex, and say, come cut my grass. I'm going to pay you for that, and for you to make a constitutional challenge or a Bill of Rights challenge that you're a slave. Most people are receiving benefits, and they cannot make an argument subsequently after that they don't want to have to pay what's due when they're under contract. Likewise,
I don't understand what you're listening. You better simplify it. What are you talking about?
You say the health care system is unconstitutional. That's a beneficiary program for people who are pursuing profit in commerce as taxpayers.
No, the Commerce Clause, that's what's covered in this film. The federal government in 235 years has never been involved in health care. Okay? It's unconstitutional up one side and down the other. It was written by the insurance companies, man.
No, I understand they haven't been done, but they're doing it through the Commerce Clause. It was the Commerce Committee's
done. Hey, hold on, let me stop you. The Commerce Clause of the federal government was in Texas News last week, had a girl kicked out of school for a week, a third grader, 7 years old, for a Jolly Rancher in her lunch pail, and the federal government told the state of Texas, no candy, kids can't have one piece of candy. The federal government under the Commerce Clause has no business what guns I own, it has no business what I do with my property, it has no business if my daughter has a stinking Jolly Rancher. My, man, I'm going to let you go. You can call back later for a bigger debate. We're almost out of time. Gary Franchi, comments on that. I mean, the guy's not even an American.
The Commerce Clause is what the federal government uses as their excuse to rein in the states whenever they feel like it. We cover that exclusively in this film. Exclusively.
In fact, that's how the back cover starts out, getting into the Commerce Clause. I mean, look, if they can tell kids they can't have a Jolly Rancher, or through the Commerce Clause, or the McDonald's can't give people Happy Meal toys.
That's not what the founders intended, Alex. That's not what the founders intended. You know, they just didn't want tariffs to trade between the states. You know, that's what they didn't want that. They're not going to regulating the firearms and Jolly Ranchers. This is news to me. That's just absolutely ludicrous.
Oh, no. State of Texas was told by the Commerce Department, no Jolly Ranchers. That was mainstream news. Gary, stay there. I want to talk to you at the end of the show, my friend, about some exciting things we're working on together. Great job with Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Folks, make the film a hit. Get it at Infowars.com. Get Burmese's great film, Invisible Empire. We'll wake people up to the New World Order so they know the enemy. And this gives you the solution. God bless you all. It's all available at Infowars.com. Great job, crew. Back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Retransmission starts now. Stay with us. Max Kaiser coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.